This is KHOL News. I'm Robin Vincent. During a COVID-19 briefing on Friday, officials stressed that Teton County is mirroring national trends. That is, younger adults comprise the bulk of COVID cases here. Teton District Health Officer Dr. Travis Riddell said this is concerning for two reasons. For one, the long-term effects of the novel coronavirus are unclear. So even if a young person contracts the disease and doesn't get severely ill, they could face health issues later. Riddell said the other concern has to do with transmission.
Simply because they're not in the highest risk group does not mean they don't have a role to play. The people that they're interacting with every day, they may very well be high-risk folks. That may be the person at the checkout counter in the grocery store. That may be the bank teller or the person behind the pharmacy counter or the person pouring your beer or pulling your espresso. These are essential people that we need in our community, and it's all of our responsibility to protect them.
The increase in coronavirus infections among young people could pave the way for a host of problems in Teton County, Riddell said.
First, you see the spike in younger adults. Then you see that spike distributing across the age spectrum. Then you see hospitalization rates increase. Then you see deaths increase.
Riddell urged young people to take as many precautions as possible. He said they should avoid crowded public spaces and wear masks when they are around other people. A town mask ordinance is in effect, but officials like Riddell want a stronger measure that includes the entire county. He submitted such an order to the state on June 30th, but it has not yet been approved. Riddell said on Friday that the state asked for some amendments to that measure. He made those adjustments and resubmitted the order on July 6. Riddell said he hopes to hear back soon. Meanwhile, Dr. Paul Beaupre, CEO of St. John's Health, warned that community spread of the novel coronavirus is pervasive.
Since July 1st, there have been 29 new COVID cases identified through St. John's Health testing. Only 7 of these cases had a travel history. So community spread is rampant right now. Since we last spoke, the virus has indeed mutated.
Beaupre said that hasn't made the virus any more lethal. However,
it has made the virus more contagious than when it first arrived on U.S. soil.
As more people get tested, they're helping to paint a picture of community spread here. But Beaupre said testing capacity in Teton County is beginning to diminish.
Last week, St. John's tested close to 800 people for COVID via our hotline and physician referrals. Unfortunately, that far exceeds our ability to obtain the testing material needed to continue to keep up with this demand. Due to the national surge in COVID cases, testing supplies are unfortunately once again becoming scarce. So we are working closely with public health and with our healthcare providers to prioritize testing and continue to support our community's effort to remain open. So bear with us if you get a different answer to your ability to get tested next week than you did last week.
Director of Teton County Health Department Jody Pond did have some good news to deliver on Friday. In the last week, Teton County's per capita infection rate decreased by about 1 point. The average number of daily cases per 100,000 people was 9.1 as of Friday. That brings us down from a medium risk level to a lower risk, according to the Harvard Global Health Institute. Pond echoed messaging from several months ago that it's important for people to still behave as if they have COVID-19, regardless of how they feel.
The contact tracers are talking to people who have gone out and about because, you know, they just had a little scratchy throat and some congestion. But in fact, they were positive and they had not been wearing masks. So if you have any mild symptoms, please stay home and call the hotline and get tested.
Contact tracing, Pond said, is becoming arduous because folks are exposing themselves to larger social circles. She said limiting your friend groups is imperative.
There is a lot of community spread at this time, and we had a number of cases where we had upwards of 30 contacts that we had to trace. And that means that these people had more than 10 minutes of contact with people, close contact. And so that is not a recipe that we can continue to do that type of contact tracing. However, we are getting those people under quarantine orders, getting them tested, and we're finding positives out of those people.
As of Friday, there were 68 people quarantined in Teton County. That's according to the Teton County Emergency Management COVID Dashboard. This week, the health department will begin its surveillance program. Thanks to funding from the CARES Act, the health department will test the employees of businesses that have high contact with visitors. They also would like to test businesses that serve vulnerable populations. The health department will announce more info on that this week. I'm Robin Vincent. This is KHOL News.